You're listening to SBS News.
The world's second most populous country, India, will roll out a mass vaccination program as early as next week after the regulator approved two COVID-19 vaccines. One vaccine is developed by Oxford University and UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. The other is developed by the Indian company Bharat Biotech. The Drugs Controller General of India, Venugopal Somani, says approval was granted after a careful examination of the data.
Phase 1 and Phase 2 clinical trials were conducted in approximately 800 subjects, and results have demonstrated that the vaccine is safe and provides a robust immune response. The Phase 3 efficacy trial was initiated in India in 25,800 volunteers, and till date approximately 22,500 participants have been vaccinated across the country, and the vaccine has been found to be safe as per the data available till date.
With a population of nearly 1.4 billion people, India is the second worst affected by the coronavirus after the US, with over 10.3 million cases and 149,435 deaths, though its rate of infection has come down significantly from a mid-September peak. The country hopes to inoculate 300 million people free of charge in the first 6 to 8 months of this year. Lipika Nanda from the Public Health Foundation of India has told the BBC it will be challenging to reach that target.
India is not planning to vaccinate 300 million people at one go. I think the plan is to prioritize and look at who come in the first category, who come in the second category, and so on and so forth. The most important is to protect our health workers and people that are in the front line, people like the police personnel. I think those are the people that are the most, come in the priority list and should be kind of vaccinated first.
Public health watchdog, the India Drug Action Network, says it's concerned the local vaccine was approved, even though it has yet to go through large-scale trials. The group says it wants more information about the scope of clinical trials and the dosing schedule for both vaccines. Meanwhile, the Arab world's most populous country, Egypt, has approved the use of a vaccine developed by Chinese pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm. And in the United States, the slow pace of COVID-19 vaccinations has come under renewed scrutiny. The administration promised 20 million Americans would receive a first vaccine dose by the 1st of January. But so far, only about 4 million shots have been dispensed. The country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told NBC's Meet the Press the pace is picking up.
But if you look at the last 72 hours, there's been about 1.5 million administered into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is better than what that 4 million over 20 million proportion tells you. So what I'm saying right now is that, A, we're not where we want to be. We've got to do much better. But B, let's give it about a week or two into January to see if we can pick up momentum that was slowed down by the holiday season.
The US has recorded more than 20 million cases of COVID-19 and 351,000 deaths due to the virus. A 30-day national lockdown is being imposed in Zimbabwe after an increase in cases during the festive season. COVID-19 cases have doubled since November to 14,000. 369 coronavirus deaths have been recorded. A 12-hour dusk-to-dawn curfew is being reintroduced. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga says only essential services such as hospitals, pharmacies and supermarkets will be allowed to open during the lockdown.
Gatherings are reduced to not more than 30 people at all funerals. All other gatherings at weddings, churches, bars, bottle stores are banned for 30 days. The existing COVID-19 preventive health measures will be strictly enforced.
The Southern African nation is already struggling with a deepening economic crisis, hyperinflation, and high unemployment. A group representing those in the informal employment sector Venda's Initiative Social and Economic Transformation Zimbabwe says welfare measures need to be implemented to cushion the impact of the strict lockdown. The topic of a nationwide lockdown is also being discussed in the UK. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says such a step is needed to tackle the growing number of cases connected to the more transmissible variant of the coronavirus that has emerged in the country.
The virus is clearly out of control, and there's no good the Prime Minister hinting that further restrictions are coming to place in a week or two or three. That delay has been the source of so many problems. So I say bringing those restrictions now, national restrictions within the next 24 hours, that has to be the first step to controlling the virus.
Restrictions were tightened on New Year's Eve, resulting in 78% of the population in England living under stay-at-home rules. Mr. Johnson earlier indicated that regional restrictions in England are probably about to get tougher in coming weeks. Greece has implemented tougher restrictions, forcing hair salons, bookstores and other shops to shut down after they were opened in the lead-up to Christmas. The nighttime curfew will now begin an hour earlier at 9 p.m. Government spokesman Stelios Petsis says even though vaccinations began in the country last week, the stricter measures are needed to help schools reopen on the 11th of January. Pope Francis says he's concerned about reports of people holidaying abroad to escape coronavirus lockdowns. Speaking after his weekly noon blessing, Pope Francis condemned the behaviour.
I read something in the newspapers that made me very sad. In one country, I don't remember which, more than 40 planes left one afternoon to escape the lockdown and go on holiday. But didn't those people, who are good people, think about those who stayed at home and the economic problems of so many people who were knocked down by the lockdown? Did they not think about the sick? They thought only about holidays, about doing their own pleasure. This pained me so much.
In Saudi Arabia, officials announced international flights will resume, ending a two-week ban that was imposed to contain the spread of the COVID-19 variant in the UK. More than a year after COVID-19 first emerged, it has killed more than 1.8 million people globally out of nearly 85 million confirmed cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.